some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hello, everybody. It's been a hot minute since I've been with you, and it's been even a hotter minute since our guest today, Rebecca Fisk, has been on the show, and I'm excited to have her back with us. She's one of America's top 50 psychics, and she is here to take your calls live for the next hour. So if you would like to call in at 323-657-1493, that is the hotline. We are taking your calls, and if you are a new caller to the program, here's how it works, at least with Rebecca. When I pre-screen your call, I'm going to ask for your name and then the topic only. I don't want to know the backstory. I don't want to know the question. I don't want to know anything else because it clouds what Rebecca is going to reveal to you. So it's just your name and then the topic we're going to ask her about, and that's it. And then when we bring you on, then she's going to tell you what she sees for you. If you would like to schedule a private reading with her, there's a link on the show page here, but you can go to iamrebecca.com and set up a private appointment. You can do it just like you're doing the show here. You call in on the telephone. You can do it on Skype, or if you're in Southern or Northern California, just depending upon when, you can actually see her in person, and all options are great. Rebecca, welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
For everybody who's tuning in, this is not your first radio show of the day. This is your show number two. So how did your first hour go on a different network today?
Oh, it was great. It's great. You know, I feel like I'm even more amped up now just because I already did the show this morning. And, you know, all I can say is for every one of you who is doing work that you don't love, find something you love and go do it, because I'm sure Garrett can attest to this. When you do work that you love, it actually makes you feel more up. The more you get to do it, the more joyful you feel. So I'm just so happy and grateful and excited. So it's awesome. And thanks for asking, Garrett. It's awesome.
Well, you know, I know that I don't get an exclusive with you here all the time on Rated G Radio, and that, you know, your other program you do on a different network. I feel like I'm on NBC and we can't say ABC or CBS, but we could if we wanted to. You know, you have a different format, a different platform. And then when we come on here, we, you know, do it differently, but it's a little bit more conversational than it is, you know, just like here's the next call type of a deal. So I'm really excited that you're back. Hopefully. And for everybody who's a regular listener to the program, my apologies, my work schedule, you know, because I have to have a J-O-B to pay the R-E-N-T, it's kind of been all over the place, and it's just prevented us from having regularly scheduled programming. I'm hoping that in the coming weeks and months that will kind of simmer down to something that's a little bit more stable. So if you'd like to hear Rebecca on a more regular basis, you'll be able to enjoy her and call in on, again, more on a more set schedule, because, you know, it's been a hot minute since we've been here. So, Rebecca, before we start today, do you want to do any breathing or any news updates or talk about what's going on in the world? What's good for you today?
Wow. Okay. So many things to choose from. Well, okay. So first of all, for those of you in the Bay Area, I will be back up in the Bay Area December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Avant Garde Spa in San Carlos. You can call the spa directly to schedule an appointment. Their phone number is 650-591-1498. To schedule an appointment in my Southern California office in Seal Beach or by phone, you can just reach me at my website, which is iamrebecca.com. And Garrett, I didn't share this with you, but you may remember that in previous years, in the fall months, typically in November through the beginning of December, I run some of my specials.
We love your specials.
which I happen to be running again. And so basically, the specials are if you buy it's basically they're 20% off. So I sell them in series of three. So typically a 30-minute session is $125. If you buy three sessions, instead of $375 for three sessions, you get three sessions for $300. And you can buy multi-packs. I do have clients who see me fairly regularly, and they always buy multi-packs so that basically they're set for the year. So, so I'm offering those now again until about December 15th. So if you would like to give sessions to friends as gifts for the holidays, or if you'd like to keep them for yourself, they are good for a year. And so, you know, if you'd like to schedule a session and you haven't done that and you'd like to get it at a reduced rate, this is a good time to do that. So run in the holiday gift certificate specials right now, and very, very happy to do that.
I feel like you are just like, yeah, you know, like a supermarket here, because everybody's doing gift cards at work. And it's no secret, I work in a grocery store now. The big thing is everybody has, let's promote gift cards. Let's promote gift cards. So now you're one of the cool kids. You're on the same bandwagon as everybody else. And it's awesome that your customers do, you know, the packets, because you'll end up saving all that money over the course of the year. And, you know, it's great that you have like a reading. But, you know, then you want to call back in another month or two and they're like, I've got more questions, or I need more time. And then, you know, the gift packets already take care of all that for you. So,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
it's great. And I, you know, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, do it either for yourself, or if you, you know, if you have fun friends who are into this also, you know, get a gift certificate for, you know, somebody that you know. You know, if you want to talk about really wowing them with an experience, you know, you can get them a gift card for Chili's or Applebee's or something, you know, that's like that, but become and gone in a second. But what you're providing your friends when you do something like this is really an experience that they will talk about and remember for years to come and come back to you like, oh my gosh, I can't believe when I had that reading with Rebecca, because it happens every time. So, you know, think about that as you're getting ready to go out and start shopping for the holidays, because Rebecca's deals really are a great value. So that's my non-paid endorsement. So there you go.
Thank you, Garrett. I appreciate that a lot. And then also, I do events. I do parties. I do group readings. And so if you're interested in something like that, contact me and I'll give you information about rates for that as well. So that's always a very fun and interesting experience to do the group readings, because everybody gleans information from the readings I give for everybody else in the room. So if you're looking for a unique event, having me come to do a group reading is always a really fun, unique kind of a thing. So something else to consider.
Well, and the thing that I like about that, and because I've had the opportunity to have a reading directly from you, but I've also gone to the events that you've held, it is, especially if, you know, you might be like a doubting Thomas, or you're bringing that friend who's like, oh, I don't want it. I don't really know. You know, oh, I didn't get it. And you get them there and, you know, they'll be like, oh, I just don't want to ask a question because I'd feel silly. Well, those are the best people to bring, because they'll ask the best questions, because you'll say, tell me about, you know, my job, or tell me about my love life, or whatever. And that just gets the floodgates going for all those people who are like, oh, I don't know. And so if you have a chance to put an event together and have Rebecca come, let me tell you, it's really fun. You know, maybe have some adult beverages, you have a cheese platter or some cookies or something like that. And, you know, you just sit around and, you know, just have a great conversational time, and Rebecca does her thing. And it's totally cool. You should do it. So there we go.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we take some calls? We got a bunch of people that have called in, and today's topics are love and the job. So that's pretty much, at least so far, the topics people are calling about. And if you want to call in again, it's 323-657-1493. That's the hotline. You call in now, press 1. If you want to ask a question, you can call in that number also and just listen from your phone or listening device. But if you press 1, we're going to assume you want to ask a question, and I will pre-screen your call. So just know that ahead of time. Call now. We've got Julia calling you first. Do you want to jump in, Rebecca, and we'll take her call?
Okay, sure. I'm ready.
And then after that, I've got Nancia, and she's also calling about her job. But up first is Julia. Welcome to the show, and you are live now with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
I'm so glad I'm live. That's way better than the other option, right?
We're glad you're live, too.
Live is good.
Oh, yes, goodness. It is. How can I help you today, Julia?
Well, I was a homemaker for a long time, and now I need to get myself back out in the, you know, world of work and find some employment. But it's like, you know, finding work, what work do I look for, kind of. So I thought I would call you and see if you could give me some assistance that might be like the best potential or most likely to find actual work.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, I get immediately that you're very good at organizing. You're also good at bookkeeping. It might not be your favorite thing, but I do know that when you balance the checkbook and you get it to the penny, you're really happy about that.
Yes.
So you're very good at organization. You're very good at numbers. You're good at bookkeeping. So there's a couple of things here. You could go in and do bookkeeping for small businesses. You could also go in and help people organize stuff, because my impression is that if you see a bunch of chaos, I know that you don't like to do it for yourself, even though you like it when it's done. But for you, like, you're always willing to go help your friends. And if they need a cabinet cleaned out or something like that, you're, especially if somebody's like under the weather, you're happy to go in and kind of do that for them. You're really good at it. So, you know, that would be immediately, that's what I got, was if you want to go into bookkeeping and you want to do like start a small bookkeeping business and do that for small businesses, you can do that. If you want to do like a home organizing business, you can do that as well. You'd also be good at doing clerical work or even bookkeeping for businesses as an employee. So it just depends on what you want to do. Saying those things, you know, at the very beginning of the show, when Garrett asked me about, you know, how my other show went, and I talked about encouraging people to go and do work that you love. You know, you can take the things that I'm saying to you, but what I want you to really focus on is what is exciting to you, like, wow, I get to go and do this today. This is really what I want to do. So if it's bookkeeping because you're excited about being able to help somebody and support them in a way that you get to balance things to the penny, mm-hmm. or if it's, wow, you know, their home office is now really organized and they're really happy and I've helped them create that, you know, whichever one, you know, really makes you feel like joyful and, wow, I got to help somebody today and I feel great and it's amazing and wonderful that I get paid to do something that I love so much. So the thing is, you have these skills already. You're ready to go out and do this already. You've been doing it as a homemaker all these years. Now you get to do it on a bigger scale. And instead of, you know, getting the I love yous from your family, you get to do it in a way that the I love yous come in a form of money. So, you know, if you don't want to, like, set up your own business and do that kind of thing, you can go work for a company as a bookkeeper. But my impression is that having a flexible schedule and being able to do it the way that you want to really works better for you and who you are. The frustrations you get from working for other people come from their own, the people that you're working with, not doing the part that they need to do in order for you to get to do your job. So, in other words, if you're working for somebody and you say, look, I need the receipts from 2 weeks ago and I need, you know, these other pieces of information from you and I can't do my work until you give them to me, and they're not giving them to you, you know, you may go in and sit at your desk for 3 days in a row and do nothing, which is like your pet peeve. So that's the downside of working at a company where you have to wait for other people to give you stuff. If you're working as a bookkeeper in your own business and you say, look, I'm coming in on Friday and whatever you got is what I'm going to do, but I'm going to charge you for the hours I'm there. And if you don't have everything together, it's, you know, I'm going to do what I can do and that's it. But you get to leave. You get to leave and go work for somebody else if somebody else is being more efficient. So, you know, my impression is that your personality is such that you're a self-starter. So I would encourage you to consider doing your own business venture versus going to work for somebody else, because other people's inefficiencies kind of become a pet peeve for you when your work is affected. So you'll have to let me know what you choose to do, whether it's the organizing or the bookkeeping, or maybe even it's both. I do know a person who does both, and it's a combined business. But she says, look, I'm going to come in and revamp your office, but I'm also going to do the bookkeeping. You have to let me come in and redo your office first, and then I'll set up your books, and then I'll be coming in and doing your books once a week or whatever it is. So you get to do this however you want.
Wow. You know, it's funny that you said the organizing, because I went to school for interior design, And I like the color and the fabric and all that stuff is nice, but I really like space planning. I like to organize everything in its space. That's like the, you know, everybody has their preference, and that's always been my preference, is I like to go in and organize what goes where. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I just wanted to give you confirmation. Yeah,
so now you get to go do it.
Yeah, and I do balance my checkbook every month to the penny. Confirmation. Yes, I'm a little anal, but that's okay.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. That means you have a good relationship with money. You respect it. It respects you back.
Yes, awesome.
There
thing.
We go. Thank,
well, thank
you. Thank
you,
so Julia.
Much. I appreciate it. All right.
Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome.
Good.
Thanks, Julia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is so funny. You hit that like right on the nail for her. Well, you know, it's not unusual because you do it all the time. But it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, Nancia, you're a first time caller to the show. Welcome to Rated G Radio. You are now live with Rebecca. What's your question?
Thank you both for taking my call. My question is in regards to work. Just like you're saying, go out there and find something you love. I'm trying to transition my work, and I just graduated. With a new degree. So I'm just trying to get, what do you pick up for me?
Okay, well, the first one that I'm picking up is, are you doing something in healthcare, or are you just caring for somebody in your family?
I'm currently doing something in healthcare.
Okay, because my impression is that it's not just that this has been frustrating for you. It's like this has been overwhelming and you feel completely defeated. So I just want
yes.
to acknowledge this first, that it's really important that you allow yourself to acknowledge where you are before you try to go someplace else.
Okay.
A lot of people do that, where they don't actually sit with, why didn't this work and how do I want to move forward? They just want to get out of the bad feeling and do something else. But what happens
okay.
is those feelings, if they haven't been released, they can sometimes come back and bother us at an inopportune time, okay? So what I
okay.
want to acknowledge is this complete feeling of overwhelm. And what I'd like to suggest to you is that you write a letter to this career. I know it sounds crazy, but hear me out. Write
no,
a letter
it doesn't at all, because I write letters
okay.
all the time.
Okay, good. Well, most people don't write letters to their job or their career or whatever, but the thing is that you had a passion for this, and there was some really good stuff that came of it for you, that came from it for you as well. And so write a letter to it. Write a letter to it saying how disappointed you are, that it's not the work itself that was the problem. It was the circumstances under which you were trying to work, because other people created basically an impossible situation. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's important
okay.
for you to acknowledge all of that, let go of the frustration, let go of the anger, and let go of the sadness. So all of that being said, let's see here. I'm looking at timing-wise, because I feel like transition-wise, you're already beginning to turn in this other direction anyway. It's just that this acknowledgement needs to happen so you can close the door on the past. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. So timing-wise, you know, my impression is that for complete closure will be done by the I want to say I'm hearing December 5th. So I don't know if that means that you're still, like you're leaving this job and you haven't actually quit and transitioned out yet, but it feels like whatever ties you have to this, December 5th is the date that I'm hearing that it's behind you, and I see you incredibly happy. It's almost like you're dancing away from this situation. So you're really happy and light and uplifted, and whatever residual, anything that has to be handled with this will be completely done by then, and you will feel completely free. So moving forward, it's one of those things where you have to decide how much you want to delve into this new opportunity before the holidays, or if you want to wait till after. My impression is I'm hearing that the 15th is also a significant day. December 15th is a significant day. For you, you may either ultimately have employment at that point, or you may be interviewing or something, but I feel like things will definitely be moving forward for you at that point, but it'll be kind of a slow ramp up, okay? So I feel like those first few days, you know, after December 5th, those first, like, 10 days will be more about, like, kind of celebrating, seeing friends, you know, being joyful and feeling free for the first time in a long time. And then December 15th, I feel like you're either going to be interviewing or you're going to be offered something, and you'll know what your pattern or what your path is going to be moving forward. So It may even be that you end up working even through the holiday. So it, you could have that opportunity as quickly as the 15th of December is my impression. Okay.
Thank you so much.
So it's coming. You know, you're doing all the right things. It's coming. I just want to see beyond the holidays what's happening with this. I almost feel like you're going to be getting into things, and then by the time the holidays get here and beyond, you're going to be really busy, but you're doing things that you love. And the main thing is to not let yourself get burned out. Really, really important. You're a really hard worker. If people ask you to work, you will, but you have to have a balance. So that's your lesson moving forward. Keep a balance, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for all that. Thank you very much.
You're so
good
welcome,
luck.
Anthea. Thanks for calling. Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, keep us posted.
All right.
Way to go. So with that, we're going to try to shake it up a little bit, and we're going to Rose, who's calling about love. Rose,
hello.
You're live with Rebecca.
Thank you. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rose. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm single. I want to know, what do you see with regards to my love life, please?
Okay. All right. Well, take a breath, because I have to tell you that right away, I can feel it in my own heart that you have been brokenhearted, and there's a part of you that feels like maybe God is failing you because you don't have a partner. So I
yes.
want you to really allow yourself to grieve what you feel you don't have, because it really is a perception in your own mind. We forget the fact that God is always conspiring for our highest good. And there are people who say, well, I haven't had a relationship in years, and it's like, yeah, but your friend has gone through 20 people in like 5 years, and look at, she's miserable, and you've been saved all that misery. We don't look at it that way. We think, well, I should be coupled, so how come there isn't somebody for me? The truth is, there is someone for you, and just like you're wanting to be ready for that person is also getting ready to be with you. So both of you are having an opportunity to learn lessons and get present and comfortable and find out who you are so that you can be the right person in partnership with that person. So that being said, I actually get the impression that you've either already met this person or you will meet this person before the end of this year. So that's within the next few weeks, obviously, because 2017 is coming to an end. But I do have the impression that you met this person or will be meeting this person. I'm hearing 2017, so it is sometime this year. So, you know, my impression is that if you've met this person already, or even if you meet this person in the near future, there are obstacles that are keeping the two of you from being together. But next year, I'm hearing March or after, these obstacles will be removed. And it'll be like, oh, there you are. That's right. You're there. So
mm-hmm.
there are some big obstacles. It's you know, the image that I'm being shown is as if this huge bus is in the middle of the street, parked there, and the two of you are like are on opposite sides of the street, directly across from each other. And finally, the bus moves out of the way, and it's like, oh, there you are. Where have you been? I've been looking for you.
Oh.
So again, my impression is you've either already met or you are meeting, and it's this year. The 2017 is the year. 2018 is the year for the courtship. So again, I'm hearing March into April. My impression is that this will start very slowly. Both of you are a little gun-shy. You're both very attracted to each other. It feels very comfortable and almost like you've always known each other. So it's a little bit scary because it feels like you've already been together forever. And so both of you are cautious and have to move slowly. But this is allow the timing, allow the pursuing to be done by that other person and allow it to unfold. I know that you're in a rush. Don't be in a rush. God knows exactly what the perfect timing is for you, okay? In the meantime, I really want you to work on processing this heartbreak because literally when you said your name, you know, when we started talking to you, I literally felt pain in my chest. And that's how I know that you have had heartbreak, okay? So I want you to really sit with what that heartbreak is and who that heartbreak is, and I want you to write that person or that energy a letter, and then I want you to burn it if you have a fireplace or take it outside and tear it up and throw it away. Don't keep it in the house, but write anything and everything. If you're disappointed, God, how come you haven't brought anybody to me? If it's that, write that. If it's, you know, let's say it's this person, Jim, from 5 years ago that you never got over, write to Jim and say, you know, I'm still really sad that it didn't work out and it's time to let you go. But write anything and everything that you're still holding on to. Release all of that so that you are fully open and present and ready for who God is bringing to you. okay? But really super important that after you write that letter, take it out of the house. Don't keep it in the house. And as you tear it up and throw it away, ask the energy to be changed into light and love for the highest good, okay? But let go of that sadness. This isn't about sadness. This is about God loving you and taking care of you, okay? So it's on the way. Love is already on the way. You already have love in your life. And when you start looking at it that way, when you start feeling that, you'll have love all around you anyway. It's already there. You're just not aware of it right now.
Wow, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
well,
you, Rose. Yeah.
Hi, Gary.
Totally. Thank you for your call. Have a great day. And now we're going to Gwen, who is calling about a particular situation going on with her job. Gwen, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How can I help you?
I just want to get in the quiet.
Okay.
I'm going on a situation that I find myself in and I'm not sure about.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Is this about your work situation or is this a relationship?
It's both. It's at work.
Okay. So let me just tell you what comes up right away with work. What comes up right away with work is to sit back and be the observer. Because there's a lot of stuff going, there's a lot of chaos around you. You're really good at what you
yes.
do. There are a lot of people there who are backstabbing, who are undermining
yes.
other people's work. And you need
mm-hmm.
to just, and you're somebody who will walk in the room and say, okay, everybody, knock it off. You do this, you do that, you do this. Because you're really good at what you do and you're capable. But you don't have the authority to do that. So right now is mm-hmm. a time for you to just sit back and watch people destroy themselves. And that sounds really awful. I don't mean it that drastically,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but people they're undermining themselves. When they backstab and they point out mistakes for other people, they are actually undermining their own success. And you know that.
Mm.
You're very,
mm-hmm.
very good at what you do. So sit back and let them do what they're doing. And you just do your own work and keep your nose to the
yes.
grindstone. And when
yes.
you ask for input, provide the input, and otherwise let it go.
Yes.
As far as the relationship,
yes.
does this person have an H in their name, Howard, or maybe the last name or middle name?
There is an H.
So the thing about this person, this is a really good person, and this person is really questioning how to move forward with this ethically and in integrity with respect to the business. And keeping respect to the relationship as well. And so let this H person determine what the steps are going to be. You just step back. Let that person know, the two of you need to discuss what you're doing and how you're moving forward in the relationship. But let that person determine what next steps are with the work situation. Because my impression is there are going to be some big changes at work. I'm not sure if that
mm-hmm.
person's going to leave or if you're ultimately going to end up leaving. But if you do leave, it'll be because you've got a much better opportunity. So
yes.
everything
yes.
that's happening around you is ultimately really, really good. But right now, as much as you want to go in and you want to change things, because you're a doer, you're a leader, you're a doer, you're somebody who, like, let's take action and make this better. You have to go against your natural tendencies right now and sit back. Right now, your action to become – I know it's really hard for you. You may have to go to the gym a lot extra right now. But what I want to suggest is that your action right now is to become the detached observer. Okay?
Oh, my
you
God.
Have,
okay.
And if they come to you and they say, well, what are we doing? What do we, say, well, what's your protocol normally? So don't even tell them. Let them, what is your normal protocol? Well,
yeah.
good. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to have a lot of resolution by the end of the year. So just sit back, get some popcorn, and watch the show because
you're going to watch
a bunch of stuff happening, and it's like, wow, this is crazy. But, let it be entertaining, but don't be drawn in. That's why you have to be the detached observer. Okay?
Rebecca, you – even though that wasn't what I wanted to ask, but I have to. I need to confirm this with you. That is what I've been doing. I'm like, I am stepping out of this storm.
Yeah.
I there are so many things that I am no longer putting my input in or my energy. I'm coming in. I'm in my cube. People are like, where is Gwen? Where's Gwen? Where's Gwen? I'm in my cube. You don't see me walking around. I'm not at people's desk talking with them. I am like quiet. I'm like low under the radar. Good morning. How are you? Good night. Have a good day. I'm under the radar. I'm not getting involved in anything like I did before. I am not mad about anything. Hey, if you want to do it, you can do it. No problem. Go ahead. Okay, sure. I don't. Nope. I don't. I'll ask if anything needs to be done. You know where I'm at. I'm right here. But I am like low. Low.
Good. Yep. That's exactly what you're
supposed
to be doing right now.
I am totally detaching.
Yeah.
And in regards to the relationship at work, what I wanted to ask in regards to that was that I just totally want to detach from it because to me it's too up and down. Emotionally, it's just too up and down. He's happy. He's not happy. He's sad. He's sad. It's a constantly push and pull. I want to know for me how, for me, on an emotional level, because that's where he kind of gets it, is that it's like an emotional seesaw and I want to get off. How do I detach
from this? Okay. So the reason that he's on this emotional roller coaster, though, is because of the work situation, because he's got an inner conflict. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he has integrity. He has integrity. He's trying to do the right thing. So everything, you know, with the relationship goes against his level of integrity. That's why it's a push-pull. And he cares about you so much, and he wants to be with you, but he's mad at himself. So the emotional roller coaster is because he's mad at himself, and he doesn't know what to do about it. Okay? I understand if you want to detach from this. And you know, I fully support whatever you choose to do. I will say, though, that once the employment situation changes, you may see that he's different. Because I do get that. You guys are really good together in some ways. You drive each other crazy in others, but it's because you're strong in different things. And so it's not a bad thing. If you choose to let go of the relationship, just keep blessing him. Put him in a bubble and watch him floating away. Okay, and because really the thing is that you've got to let go of the drama, the roller coaster. You're already working on detaching anyway. And you have every right to tell him, look, I care about you, but I can't handle the roller coaster. So I'm just going to detach right now. I care, but, you know, let's just take it a day at a time and just move forward that way. Okay?
Yeah. And maybe,
you're doing everything right.
Because one thing I do want to do is that I do want to move on from the job. That's a given.
Okay.
I do want to move on from, and to me, it's like we just haven't spoken. We just haven't spoken about how we feel about each other. It's just a lot of tension. We're in it and we're out it. We like it. We don't like it. It's just a roller coaster ride, and we don't speak about it. So for me, I want to move on away from this and knowing once I kind of move on out of this work environment, I think it'll be a better chance and maybe a better opportunity for us to come together. Do you see that happening?
Well, I do, but the thing is, it's whatever you choose. You can do this however you want. And if you want to let the relationship go, then that's your intention. You set the intention and you just allow it.
Right.
That's all you have to do. Just allow. Remember that
that's
God is always conspiring for your highest good. If the relationship is not in your highest good and your intention is to let it go, you set the intention. And allow it. The energy will take care of itself for you.
That's true.
And with that, Gwen, we're going to go.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Have a great day.
Oh, as always. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Gwen.
Many blessings.
Thank you, Gwen.
She's always so fun to have call into the show. Thank you, Gwen, for that.
She's great.
And we're going to our next call to Donna, who's calling about love. Donna, you are now live with Rebecca. What's your question?
Thank you. Thank you, Garrett. Hi, Rebecca.
How can I help you? I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know about my love life. Do you see something coming in for me or maybe a marriage?
Well, you know, I always do. Let's see here. so I said, well, I just asked, do you want to get married? And there's a part of you that really wants to get married, and then the other part of you is like, well, it is complicated, isn't it? So it's like, but I feel like, I understand you really desire the companionship.
Yes,
I get that.
That's
you
true.
Totally desire the companionship. I also get that you need to be careful moving forward, because I feel like you've been taken advantage of in the past and you don't want to do that again. So
no.
What you want to do is you want to focus on what you really want. And what you really want is companionship. Whether or not
right.
there's a ring or a marriage attached to that, that's kind of secondary. So I do feel, that, and I'm hearing a significant relationship for you, a companionship, a partnership as of 2019. So sometime during that year anyway, I do feel like there will be a commitment cemented, whether that is a commitment ceremony or an actual marriage ceremony, or if it's that you basically move in together and maybe you exchange rings, but whether or not it's actually the legally binding contract of marriage, that's up to you. Because I feel like there's a hesitancy for you with that. And it's not, you know, I understand that there is a dilemma for you, and I want to say a moral dilemma, because I know that you believe in the institution and the sanctity of marriage. And you believe in all of that spiritually, but I also get that, you know, as a legal binding contract, it has its downside. And I feel like there's a part of you that if you could have marriage without the legally binding part with financial stuff, you would absolutely do it in a heartbeat. So what I want to suggest to you is, you know, really address your fears about potentially having financial responsibility for someone else so that you can let it go. Because mm-hmm. if you focus on it, that's what will show up for you as a lesson again. And so we want to, you know, I want to encourage you to let those fears go, acknowledge the fears and let them go so that you can actually attract somebody in who is also financially responsible for himself, who's willing to either provide for you financially or at least who will be a partner financially so that things are equal and both of you are contributing versus any of the burden falling on you. Okay, because my impression is that there's definitely a fear for you that financially you'll end up having to take care of somebody. So that has to be addressed. But even with all of that, with everything where you are right this moment, I'm still getting 2019, that this person is there. This is a very warm, loving, fun-loving, happy person, loves to travel, okay. likes to make sure people are happy around him. You know, and it's and when he meets, we'd be like, oh, where have you been? I've been looking for you. So it is coming for you. It is coming for you. In the meantime, start doing things that you love to do. You know, the thing is that when we love our life, when we are in love with our life, we're vibrating in the frequency of being in love. And everybody wants to be around that. Whether or not we're in love with another person or we're in love with our life, it's the same frequency, the same vibration. And it attracts people to you. So, you know, put it out there. When you're really ready and you can trust God that the person that's coming into your life is somebody who can stand on their own 2 feet financially and take care of themselves, that's the kind of partnership you want. When you can feel that and you can trust that, that's when everything will start moving forward. But again, 2019, absolutely. So it may be that you meet this person in 2018 and that 2019 is when that relationship is solidified. In fact, that's what resonates for me. But you have to come back to this place of really trusting that that person can take care of themselves and that they're not going to be dependent on you.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Look forward to that. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank
you. Have a great day, Donna. And seriously, I mean, that time, the year will fly by. And just like this year, we're coming up to a close. I'm like, where did the year even go? And, you know, next thing you know, you'll be in love. So here we go. We're going to another love question with Catherine. Catherine's calling about love. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead. And by the way,
hi, Rebecca. Thank you, Garrett.
Right now. Okay, go ahead, Catherine.
Much like the other love questions, it's been quite a while. And I still carry, I would love to be with somebody from my past specifically, but if not him, then I would love to have somebody, the right person. What are you feeling? Anything?
Okay. Well, okay, so what was that person's first name? Okay. So, you know, the very first thing that comes up about Peter is that Peter had a lot of really, really great qualities. I do get the impression, though, that there was either an addiction or something involved in that relationship that took him away from actually being able to be with you. And it whether or not it was truly an addiction, this was still something that prevented him from being present, and it feels energetically like addiction. So let me, let's see here. So what I get
actually
is
was ego.
Okay, well that happens too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so energetically it prevented him from being able to be present with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to suggest to you first of all is write a list. Write a list down of all the qualities you want in that perfect partner. And you know, at least you've already had an example of many of the qualities that you'd like to have. But get really, really specific. And I tell people, you know, do stream of consciousness writing. Write for at least 20 minutes. Do stream of consciousness writing, anything and everything that comes up about this perfect person. And if you're writing and you get, oh, I need to get stamps, write it and keep going. Don't stop. Just allow the stream of consciousness flow to keep going. And then after, you know, 20 minutes or after you feel like, oh, okay, what did I write? Go back and look at what you've written, and anything you've written as a negative statement, turn it into a positive. So if you write, I want someone who doesn't smoke, change that into present tense, he's a non-smoker. Because the universe doesn't see it just sees smoke. Oh, he's a smoker.
Right.
You don't want that. You want he's a non-smoker. So put everything into positive, everything into current, into the present, and then read through the list after you've transferred everything into this nice list with all these positive things. And when you read it, you should feel like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. I can't wait to meet this person. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself, what do I need to add to this to make it feel that way? And then do that and then put it away for 2 or 3 weeks. Get the list out again in 2 or 3 weeks and read the list. And again, it should feel like, wow, I can't wait to meet this person. I'm super excited. If it doesn't feel that way, ask yourself if there's anything else you need to add. And then add it and then put the list away and forget about it. And then start doing the things that you love to do in your life. There are three ingredients that are required for a relationship to work: compatibility, communication, and chemistry. If you go and start doing things that you love to do, and you meet somebody doing those things, you're already working on that compatibility thing, okay? Because you wouldn't be in the same place if you didn't like the same thing, right? So go out and start doing the things that you love. And just as I said to the last caller, you know, be in love with your life. When you're in love with your life, you're in that frequency of being in love. People are attracted to that. So that's the other thing. As far as what didn't work with Peter, I would suggest to you that you write some letters to sever any ties that remain. Okay, there's a couple things you can do. Because the thing is, the good qualities he had were really exceptionally good qualities. But the bad qualities he had, and I don't even want to label them as bad, the arrogance, basically added an ingredient that made the recipe intolerable. So somebody who's arrogant or who's narcissistic isn't going to be able to find a way to get better from that, because they don't see that there's anything wrong with their behavior. They don't see how that doesn't fit a relationship. They're looking for people who will serve them, but they're not able to fully reciprocate because they're too self-involved. So there has to be acknowledgement from you that the relationship as it was and who he is, you know, unless it, by some miracle he would change, which I don't expect. Most people don't change. It doesn't mean he's a bad person or anything like that. It just means most people who are narcissistic or who are completely involved with their own egos, very, 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 very difficult to change, and the probability of that happening is less than 1%. So you have to find a way to release him. But also to take away the good. And the good is, you know that there are people out there who have the qualities you're desiring in a partner. But you get to have somebody, you get to attract somebody who has all of those qualities and the rest of the ingredients that you need for a successful relationship. So write letters to him of all the things you ever wanted to say to him that you were not able to say. And then take those letters and either burn them or take them outside and tear them up and throw them away. And as you tear them up and throw them away, ask for that energy to be changed into light and love for the highest good. But take them out of the house. This isn't journaling. This is writing letters for releasing. You don't want the energy to stay in the house. You want it out. You're releasing this energy. Okay? So this will allow, the other thing you can do is you can cut cords. So you can do a visualization of these cords that connect the two of you, like umbilical cords, kind of. Okay, so it's your light body above your body, and it's his light body above his. And these big white light scissors come and cut the cords. And the part that's connected to you goes back into your light body. The part that's connected to him goes back into his light body. You're still both fed from the source of God above, but you're no longer connected to each other. Okay? And then release him. Imagine he's in a balloon floating away into God's universe. Okay? But let him go out of your present so that you can have the right person show up in your present. Okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. You will have love in your life. Be open to it. Let go of that which has not served you for a long time so you can have what will serve you and what will give you happiness for the rest of your life.
There you go, Catherine. Thank you for your call. Just a real quick reminder here. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. If you'd like to schedule a private reading with Rebecca, go to her website at iamrebecca.com. It's that easy. And you can sign up for a phone, Skype, in-person meeting. And she's got gift cards ready for the holidays. She's got gift certificates. Use them up. And our next caller is going to be Amla, and Amla's calling about love. Also, welcome back to the show, and what's your question for Rebecca?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How can I help you today, Amla?
Okay, so my birthday's in December, and I feel so great. I fell in love with myself this year. It's wonderful. I feel bright and shiny, and I'm just wondering if you see somebody coming in for me.
Well, of course I do. And I think that's wonderful. I love that you finally found love for yourself. That's one of the hardest things to do. So kudos to you. That's awesome.
It was tough. It's totally awesome.
You know, I have to ask you something. Are you either into rock climbing or are you thinking of traveling to the Grand Canyon?
Oh, I did that in 2016.
Okay. Did you hike? Did you hike up the canyon?
Yeah, we did some hiking. Yep.
Okay, because for whatever reason that was the image that was shown to me was the canyon wall for whatever reason. and you're on the canyon wall, so thank you for that. Okay, let's see here. It's interesting. I love your joyfulness. I love the energy that I'm feeling from you. I also want to acknowledge, though, that everything is perfect right now.
Okay.
And, you know, my impression is that you always feel like you're either coming out of something, moving towards something, or something else.
Yes.
And we are always doing that, but it's always perfection. And my impression is that you forget to know that your life is perfection right now.
Okay.
It's perfection right now. There's. I know that we feel like if we don't have a partner, something is lacking.
Right.
But nothing is lacking. You know, partnership is a beautiful thing. It's absolutely wonderful. It really is. It adds something to our lives, and it also creates more challenges for our lives.
Right. And I'm looking for that partnership. Yeah. I'm looking for a complementary relationship. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. So, you know, I I'm feeling like, the image that I'm seeing is when you get into your work, you're very, very focused.
Yeah.
And I do feel like there's somebody around you already who's kind of been trying to get your attention.
Okay.
I also feel like this is somebody that maybe has stopped trying to get your attention for the moment. Do you do something where you go out in the field? Like, are you, because I feel like this is somebody who, like, you're in an office, but you go out, also go out in the field, and sometimes this person goes along as part of a team, and sometimes this person doesn't go. And so that, it's almost like, I mean, I almost feel like journalism or photojournalism or something, that it's this kind of a feeling that, you know, you may be inside.
Do you feel like it's Justin? Do you think it's Justin who you're talking about? He's kind of in and out of my life. He is.
Well, is he, so let me just ask you, is he very bright, soft-spoken? Sometimes
yes.
People don't even realize he's there.
Yes. He's
very possible.
Yes.
It's very possible. I would say give him a chance. Get to know him a little bit better. There's a lot more to him than people understand. He's got a lot of layers, very, very conscientious. You know, my impression is he does philanthropic things that people don't have any idea about, and that he's really, you know, financially and everything, he's much more than people have any idea about. Not because it's because of the finances, but it's like people don't really give him a chance because he's not an overbearing, imposing energy. But he very much knows who he is. He's very calm and comfortable with who he is. And so there definitely is a possibility that it's him. But very kind.
Yes, he is. And I'm just wondering, do you feel this happening like in the 2018 or – when do you sense or feel?
I do feel like, you know, I almost feel like there may be some kind of work, like probably a holiday party or something, and that there may be a conversation then, but that after that, I feel like it's definitely after that. And, you know, I get the impression that he does travel, that he either may have been in the Peace Corps or he may do some type of philanthropic work overseas that people don't know about. But there's definitely a lot more to him than people know.
Okay, so you feel like you really have a strong sense that I know this person because he's so detached from me. I really don't even think about him anymore because it was just such a – it was layers, a lot of layers with him. So I just
There are a lot of layers. There are a lot of layers. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Amla, we're going to get going. We got time for one more call.
Thanks, Amla.
thank you.
Love is in the air. Okay.
Yes.
Suzanne
take
is our next caller. Suzanne is calling about work. Suzanne, welcome back to the show. What's your question for Rebecca?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Suzanne, and I had positions, but they really weren't for me. I am applying for teacher aide, teacher assistant, or bus monitor, and I'm subbing now, but I really want something full-time and soon, and I'd just like to see what you see.
Okay. All right. Let's be here, because you know I kind of get that you've been overlooked. Like you're waiting, and you keep getting overlooked because people forget that you're there. Hang on just a second here. Did you say that you're subbing already?
I'm subbing, but it's just there's no way to get a teacher where I'm at. So
yes.
I apply for teacher aide, teacher assistant, bus monitor to different places this week.
Yeah. Okay, good, because I definitely get either teacher's aide or teacher's assistant, and I do get, you know, get on the sub list of the different districts that you're applying at, because I do.
No, I don't want to sub anymore. I'll be a receptionist over subbing. I need an income, and I need to work every day, and I want to just be in one place.
I understand all of that, but what the energy around you right now is that one of those, you'll get a job subbing in a place that you haven't been to, a different school site. And that once they see the kind of work, it's like, oh, my gosh, we need her here, and they'll find a place for you. So it's up to you. If you want to apply for reception jobs instead of doing the sub thing, that's fine. We always have a choice.
I apply to, like, a BOCES. They have subbing, and they have full-time, and this other place that has full-time aide. So I don't know why I wouldn't get the aide job one of those places, and I have to sub for one of those places. That's what I don't understand.
Right. I'm just telling you energetically what I see.
Yeah.
So energetically what I'm seeing is you, like somebody calling out sick last minute and they need somebody and you end up getting called and you go in and they're like, oh my gosh, we need this person, and they work to get you in. So it leads to a full-time position, you know, within a few months. So, you know, it's up to you. You can change it, but this is the energy around you right now. So if that's not what you want and you don't want to do the sub thing, it's totally up to you. You get to change your destiny. We all have free will. If you only want full-time, then put everything out there for full-time and keep looking. That just happens to be the way the energy comes up right at this moment in time. So I do see employment for you. I am feeling after like February to March, full-time employment for sure.
There you go, Suzanne. I appreciate your call. You know, this brings up a great topic of conversation, going back to your book called The List, which is available on Amazon. And I think the download is like $3. So you can go get it like right this second and start doing some fun homework. One of the things that I really like about how you write and what you teach, Rebecca, is the fact that you have people do lists. And, you know, you've been instrumental in coaching me, but, you know, you'd say, go write a list and then go burn it, or, you know, go do this and go do that. And the feedback that you've given me has really been constructive, because it helps me get past whatever obstacle or whatever's in my way and start my thinking about what do I really want to have in my life. And so if you are looking for a job or love or whatever, you know, like Rebecca said, write down those perfect traits of the job. My job is a full-time job. My job easily pays for my expenses every month, and I have money left over to spend or save. You know, and you start doing some of those things, and you'll find, you know, it might not happen overnight. It might, though. But, you know, you have these things that will start happening for you, because the universe will start saying, okay, you know, if we want to do this and we want to do that, we need to start making those things happen. So encourage you to go out and get Rebecca's book, The List. Also, again, if you'd like to have Rebecca for a holiday party or event, go to her website now at iamrebecca.com. Fill out your information, and a member of her team will get back in touch with you. Rebecca, we've got a minute or two left. Do you want to leave everybody with some parting comments, commercials, or other words of wisdom?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, first of all, thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. You know, it's the month of gratitude. A lot of people are doing practice of, you know, each day going into some little message of gratitude. I think it's a really wonderful thing to do every day, to be grateful, because when you are in the energy of gratitude, you allow opportunity for more prosperity and abundance. So try to take a few minutes each day to be thankful for the things that you are grateful for in your life. And in doing so, you're opening the door for more, which is absolutely wonderful. So, you know, happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and lots of blessings and deep gratitude to all of you. And thank you, Garrett, so much from the bottom of my heart.
Well, our Mutual Admiration Society is now in session. Knock, knock, knock. If everybody who's listening, just a real quick reminder, we are going to have more regularly scheduled shows as my work schedule kind of gets down to a little bit of a normal routine in the coming weeks and months. So stay tuned. If you like Rebecca and the other guests that we have on the show, please continue to tune in, and tune in tomorrow night on Rated LGBT Radio when my host, I'd say co-host, but Rob's been hosting it all year by himself because I've been working. He's doing a Rated LGBT Radio Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can call in and find out about all the topics that are going on, the good, the bad, the ugly, the controversial. Rob talks about all of that. And again, go to Rebecca's site, book your appointment now. Holidays are coming up, and it's important that you get your gift certificates now while the getting is good. With that, my friends, have a great day, and we will see you next time on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.